Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Today, I would like to finish the teaching on the series of Walking Under the Power. And the series will come out very soon, maybe next week. And some of you may miss certain Sunday. I'd like to encourage you to get this series to listen to. I also just finished the series of the Fire of God. And I would like to encourage everyone to buy this series of CD, The Fire of God, which is something that a lot of Christians and churches in the world don't understand and never experience. It's a wonderful thing for the end time church. If you want to be a part of the bride of Christ, the beautiful bride, we need to know about the fire of God. Amen. It's very essential to the church. I have been talking about the promise of the Father that He will send His Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon all the believers. And we talk about the sign of receiving the Holy Spirit, that is speaking with other tongues. I'm talking about baptism with the Holy Spirit. Two Sundays ago, we talked about the benefits of praying in tongues. And really want to encourage you to listen to that teaching again and again, because sometimes you don't get everything in one time. You listen, come into your right ear and go out to your left ear and you forget about it. But if you listen until your faith rise up and you begin to practice, I believe that you're going to get a blessing. Thank God for my accent. Because when you listen to my accent in the car, you cannot fall asleep. You need to pay attention what I say. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, I would like to continue about the benefits of speaking in tongues. But before I go into the scripture, I want to give this understanding a little bit. I know that every time I'm going to teach this sermon, every Saturday when I read this sermon, the devil talked to me. I'm serious. The devil talked to Peter, you know that. That the devil talked to Jesus too. So the devil talked to the pastor. Oh, don't teach this one because it's not popular. Your members will not like it. The guests will not like it. Don't talk about it. Just quit. Just stop. Go on to the next series. Talking about how people can be blessed. Blah, 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 blah. Thing that people like to hear. I got the email a few days ago that, you know, some churches want to pull people into the church by talking about sexual relationship for many Sundays. Oh, the church was packed. You know, I don't want to do that kind of things. I want to teach only what God tell me to do. And even though it's not a popular teaching, but I believe that it is very important and essential. I want to compare like this. If I live in a shacky home with Pastor Da, I will be happier than living in a big mansion with only the picture of Pastor Da on the wall, but her body is not there. If I choose between living with Pastor Da, who loved me, cooked for me, take care of me, give me advice and, you know, give me some help. She was there physically with me all the time. Every time I come home, I see her. She is around me. And she will help me and she will always support me and love me. And we have, you know, good relationship. It's better than just have a big book written about Pastor Da and tell me in that book what she likes, what she would do for me, and what kind of principle I need to follow in order to know more about her, just about her. You know, a lot of time we come to God that way, that just we just know about His book. And the pastor will just bring people in to hear about what He says. About the principle, you need to do that and this and that and that and that and that. And that. Come out with a lot of religious principle and truth and teaching. But I don't want to just stop about reading the book. I don't want you just to read the book. But I want you to live in intimacy, in communication, in relationship with the most wonderful person in the whole universe. That is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ who is on the inside of you. Many Christians don't know how to walk with the Spirit, having the intimacy with the Spirit of God. They miss a big portion of the Christian walk on earth. Even though this teaching may not be popular, but it's essential. Because I'm teaching you how to walk with Him. The relationship is not just about principle, religious law and principle from the books, from the Bible, or from any good Christian book at the bookstores. Amen. We want to know how to have, you know, it's more important to me to have relationship with her than anything else. If the same thing, if I choose between sitting on the beach at Maui or Big Island or Honolulu and or Waikiki and being in the presence of God in my house, I will definitely choose to be in the presence of God with the Holy Spirit in my house more than Waikiki Beach. Because it's better to be having relationship with Him than anything else in the whole wide world. Amen. So I just want to let you understand that my heart is not just to bring you in to know religious law and principle and good teaching, but I want you to encounter God, touched by God, know your God, walk with God, have the intimate relationship with God. It's about relationship. It's not about tradition. It's not about religion. It's not just about religious law, what to do, how to do, but it's about relationship. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, that brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice, be babies. In other words, in sin, be baby. Don't do well with sin. But in understanding, be mature. We need to understand how to walk with God, how to have an intimate relationship with God. And to come into the presence of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to let the Holy Spirit fill you, and you are speaking in the heavenly language and speaking in tongue, will definitely bring refreshing to your soul. The Bible says like this in Acts chapter 3 verse 19, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You know, every time you feel so exhausted, you feel physically tired, you feel like you drained. You know, I feel like that sometimes. I feel drained from work, from responsibility, from church, you know, ministry. I'm drained. You know what I do? I will get into the presence of God. And I get into the presence of God, one way is to worship. I can just, I have my iPod and my computer. I put all the worship song that I love. You know, that one of the song is that song that we just sing a while ago. I put all the song in my computer, in my iPod, in my car, and not iPod, iPod, that's right. I can say iPod and MP3, confusion. So I begin to go into worship. And many times I just start to come into the presence of God by praying in tongues. When I begin to pray in tongues, I stir up the Holy Spirit inside my spirit. The Holy Spirit will begin to work on the inside of me. And the presence of God will be increasing. And I find refreshing. You know, sometimes I was so exhausted after a big, long surgery. So I would stand in the operating room and begin to look to out the window and begin to speak in tongue. And just get into the presence of God to regain my strength. You know, when we think a lot, when we do a lot, we get exhausted, we are drained. But when we just relax and just get into the presence of God, and you don't need to use your mind to think too much, you just pray in tongue. When you pray in tongue, you don't need to think because you don't understand anyway. It's okay. You just pray in tongue. Your spirit, your soul will be restful. Your physical body will be resting. And then your spirit will be built up, getting stronger and stronger. Amen. So everyone say, the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. One last thing I want to say about praying in the spirit or praying in tongue. The benefits that is very important is to edify or to build our spirit. You know that we have physical body, we have the mental, the mind, and the spirit. And God wants us to build our spirit, expand the capacity of our spirit to be able to contain more things of God. What are the things of God? Faith, love, gentleness, kindness, power, is that right? Joy, wisdom, understanding, insight, mystery of God. God wants us to expand, to be able to contain the things of heaven. And how he built that up, like built a big home, built a big, you know, storehouse to contain more. The bigger, the higher chance you can contain the things from heaven in your spirit here. So the Bible talk about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. But he who prophesies edifies the church. So the word edified means to build a big building or a massive structure. God wants to make your spirit big, big capacity to do great things for him. And one way that the Bible talks about how to build your spirit up is to pray in the spirit or pray in tongue. No, this is not scientific. This is spiritual. You don't try to use scientific knowledge to understand this thing. This is a spiritual thing. Jude verse 20, the Bible say, but you beloved, building yourselves, you know you can build yourself. A lot of people like to go to workout club. And then they just go and do this and that, and lift up weight and do the treadmill and swim and do a lot of things to build the muscle. But God said, don't just only build your muscle, you need to build your spirit too. How to build your spirit? Build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. How do you build your faith up? Praying in the spirit, praying in other tongues. Amen. That's why the devil will try every way to talk to you, to give you wrong doctrine about speaking in tongues. You know, some Christians believe that you don't need to speak in tongue when you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. That is wrong doctrine. You need to be filled. You need to be filled and speak in tongue. And not only that, the devil will say to you, oh, only certain people can speak in tongue. No. Every Christian can speak in tongue, can pray in the Spirit. The devil will do everything to tell you like this. Oh, it's a waste of time. You know, you are crazy. You are out of your mind. You are so smart. You finish University of Washington. You get master's degree, PhD. And why you are sitting here saying something you don't understand yourself? Ola kasala babala balaku. Are you crazy? This is crazy. The devil will tell you that you're crazy. You are out of your mind to do this. Don't listen to the devil. Listen to God. Listen to the Bible. Because the Bible word, when you pray in the spirit, you build your spirit up. You build your faith up. Amen. So that you can hold more power, more faith, more love, more joy, more wisdom, more things of God. So don't listen to the devil. Amen. Please don't read certain article in the internet too much. Don't believe in everyone who say in the internet. I want to warn you right now. A lot of people put things in the internet out there to go against the Holy Spirit, even churches. I even told my patient, don't read about medical care in the internet. How can you trust them? Because people can put out to make money to buy, sell something. Amen. Let's read the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. So be careful, because we need to listen to God. And God say like this, build yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in tongue. Yes, faith come by hearing of the word of God. But you know, a lot of people misunderstand that when you say faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God, it doesn't mean that you just hear something read to you from the textbook. But it means that you listen to something, the word of God. You listen to the word of God that was spoken to you by the Spirit. And let the Spirit speak to you through that word. It has to be both the word and the Spirit. When you listen to the word of God to build your faith, you need to listen to someone who was preaching from the Holy Spirit. Not preaching, just reading the textbook to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like this. No. Somebody that can really speak from the Spirit. And when you listen with the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Faith that come from speaking by the Spirit of His Word inside your spirit. Then your faith will grow. Amen. How many people want to have a big heart that contain more things of God? Amen. It's amazing. If I ask another question, how many people want to have $5 million to buy a big house on the waterfront with a nice view? Raise your hand up. Oh, a lot of people raise your hand up. But when I say, how many people want a big heart to have more things of God? The hand is so, you know, kind of not sure that I should have more big heart. But I tell you, the big house is not going to go with you. But the big heart is going to go with you. Amen. Let me see one more time. How many people want to have a big heart that you can contain more things of God? Amen. Hallelujah. You make the right choice and 5 million will come anyway. Hallelujah. Because when you have a big heart, you know what? God is going to give you more wisdom to make money. God is going to give you open door for that you can do, you can gain more income so that you can bless the kingdom of God. So actually, instead of seeking money, you should seek God first. Seek the wisdom of God first and the rest will come anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want to, wow, the time runs too fast. Can you just shut off that clock? I don't like to look at the clock. Hebrews chapter 5 verses 7 to 11. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5, 7 to 11. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers, he means Jesus, who offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, meant to the Father, who was able to save him, means save Jesus, from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Everyone say heard. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus Christ suffered, obeyed the Father and willing to suffer. Having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obeyed him, called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. You know, I read this scripture, it's just to bring you to a point. Everyone said dull of hearing. Another word. God created us to have physical body. And our physical body can connect to the surrounding around us. When we connect to the surrounding, we call communication. Is that right? Communication is that receive and give. Receive the information and share the information. Share the feeling, receive the feeling. So our physical body have 5 senses to be able to receive and communicate. And that 5 senses is the eye, the sight, the taste, the smell, the hearing, and the touch. So our physical body have five senses. If you cannot see, if you cannot hear, you cannot taste, you cannot touch, you cannot don't have a feeling, but you be feel numb, no feeling at all. You cannot, what else? Smell. You cannot communicate to this world. Period. Anyone try to do like this to you, hi, and talk to you, and even bring the very good smell of the fur, Vietnamese noodle, or bring to you like what else? Steak. You will not be able to tell the steak is in front of you. They cannot communicate with you. That is the physical world. But the Bible saw talk about become dull of hearing. This is not physical. This is spiritual. In the spiritual person, you, every one of us have the inner man. We call it the spirit. You're a real person. Your body is just house you live in. Your body is like just a cover, a container. But your real person is your spirit. And I want to tell you right now, the Bible say that your spirit also have five senses. Your spirit has the ear to hear. Your spirit has the smell, the eye to see in the spiritual world, the hearing and the touch. I'm going to show you the scripture very quickly right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at what the Bible say about test. Psalm chapter 34 verse 8. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. You can test the goodness of God. I have tested the goodness of God. That's why I come to church every Sunday and become a pastor to preach the word of God. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 03, how sweet are your words to my test. You can have a spiritual test of the sweetness of the word of God and the goodness of God. Not only test, the Bible talk about spiritual touch. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17, therefore come out from among them and be separate, mean to, from the world. Says the Lord, do not touch what is unclean. In other words, don't get involved and spiritually touch the unclean thing. You know, after I become a Christian, I get rid of all the idols in my house. I burned all of them up. Actually, they're worth about 2,000 or 3,000 baht. It's a lot of money at that time. I throw away all the Playboy books. When I was a young boy, I have a lot of Playboy books from America. You know, I burn all of them up. I get rid of all the bad books, all the bad things. I don't want to touch the unclean. I ask my odom to come to my house and put the program in my computer. I don't remember the name of the program, but that program, you can block all the gambling, pornography, everything. My kids cannot get into bad stuff. They cannot touch the unclean things in my house. Period. Amen. So if you have internet at your home, you can talk to my odom. He can put one on for you. I'm not a computer specialist, expert. I'm not. So you need to avoid touching the unclean. Amen. Don't get involved with it. The Bible talk about touching. Amen. Not only that, the Bible talk about smell. The Bible say in Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 11, Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has not been empty from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore, he tests remain in him, and his scent has not changed. Sense, the smell. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Now thank be to God, who always lead us into triumph in Christ, and through us, the fragrance of his knowledge. Fragrance mean what? Smell. You need to be the fragrance of the knowledge of God in every place. In other words, if you walk into the room, people, spiritual life can smell the love, the joy, the sincerity, the compassion in you, the right heart in you. You know, this is important. This is important because, you know, why I have to talk about this issue? Why I have to talk about you need to train your spirit inside to be so keen in detecting the communication. Because somebody may come to you and say, oh, you are so beautiful. You're so good. You're just a wonderful person. You hear with your physical ear. But your spirit can detect the spirit of lust inside. You can detect, you can smell demonic power in that person in your spirit. This guy talked nice to me because he wants something. So don't go by physical. Don't go by what you see outside with your eyes. Be sensitive in the spirit here. That your spirit inside, trained by the Holy Spirit, will be able to detect and smell bad spirit, bad motive and attitude. You know, this is important, I tell you. You're going to be protected. You're going to walk in victory all the time because your spirit is very sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to the things outside you. Amen. God wants us to be the fragrance, to have good smell. Everywhere you go, you don't need to put Chanel. Is that right? Chanel number 5. You walk in, they already have good aroma, good smell around you. Amen. I'm not against Chanel number 5. Don't take me wrong, okay? People who listen to this sermon. Because sometimes I put perfume to myself just to, you know, I don't want people to run away from me because of a physical smell. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2, and walk in love as Christ has loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. This is talking about spiritual scent, spiritual smell. Jesus' death, his blood, his sacrifice on the cross, even though it looked yucky in the eyes of man. Ooh, Jesus was naked on the cross, get stabbed, torture, blood all over the place. But in the eyes of the Father, he smelled good smelling aroma from the cross that is pleasing to God. In other words, you have the sense of smell in your spirit. Amen. Look at what another part of the Bible talk about smell. Genesis chapter 8 verses 20 to 21. Do you know that a while ago when I exhort you to fully worship God, raise your hand up and sing song to God? Actually, God spoke to me a while ago. God said, go up and tell my people, just give the best to me today, please. Don't stand there and look around and just, you know, kind of take it for granted with God. Just give the best to God today. In fact, God said another thing to me today too. Can you want to hear? I hesitate to say that because I don't want you to hate me or don't like me. God said to me like this a while ago. He said that, tell my people, please, that don't let me wait for them. They should wait for me. If you go to work, and the work starts at 8 o'clock, will you go to work at 9 p.m. or 9 a.m.? Your boss is going to fire you. Your work starts at 8 and you go there at 9, you'll be fired. But God, in his mercy, he doesn't fire you. But he kind of sad that he has to wait for you to show up. So please don't hate me. I'm telling you the truth that you need to come early and wait on God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come and wait on God and respect God. Amen. Everyone smile. Because what? We want to be a smelling aroma to God. Genesis chapter 8, believe me, if you make decision, you can do it. If you make a decision, God, I make a commitment. On Sunday, I'm going to wake up at 8 o'clock or 7:30. Actually, if you do it, it's going to become your habit. You know what time I wake up in the morning? Every single day, no matter how tired I am, I just share this to show you it's my habit now. I wake at 5:47 a.m. exactly. Not 45, 47. Every time I wake up, I look at the watch, 5:47 a.m. I don't know why 47, but maybe the clock, not me. And I wake up, no matter how tired I am, maybe all night I have to operate. Then 5:47 I wake up. So this morning I woke up at 5:47 a.m. and I come to church before time. I try to wake up all my kids. Wake up! I drag them out. No, I'm kidding. Drag them out of the bed. Go to the restroom, brush your teeth. Get going to church. We're going to go and wait on God. I'm not going to let God wait for me. Hallelujah. Okay. Don't be mad at me. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took off every clean. Don't leave the church because of this, okay? And took every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, you see, if you do something good, you bring the smell aroma to God. God, and God is happy. You see what God gonna do? He said, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. So when he have good smell, from now on, what you want? I'm going to give you. You want a boyfriend? Go for it. I'll bring one for you. You know what I mean? So our job is to live a life that make God feel like this all the time. Good. Make decision every single day. You know, sometimes I tell you, when I go to a hotel, the devil speak to me, turn on adult movie. But the Holy Spirit tell me, if you do that, you're going to bring bad smell to heaven. I have to choose whether I'm going to watch pornography. You know, pastor have temptation too. Or you're going to live a life that cause God to smell good things out of you. I want 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a month that God will smell. How many people want to marry somebody who never take a shower, never wash their hair, the clothes is so dirty and smell all the time? You don't want that, is that right? That's why I take a shower 2 times a day. I wash my hair every day. Amen. I comb my hair nice because I want my wife to look at me and say, he look good. He looks good. I don't want to take it for granted with my wife. I don't want to take it for granted with my God. You know, sometimes Christians take it for granted with God. Or do whatever I want. No. Be a good smell to the Lord. Amen. Don't put only Chanel 5, but put on the Chanel 5 or the Spirit. Amen. Sight. The Bible talk about sight, the spiritual sight. Can you go on with me a little bit longer? I know that all of you are very hungry for the word. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. Ephesians 1 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know. Wow. You may understand. You may see. You may experience what? What is the hope? I'm going to preach this one day. I already prepared a sermon. Done. I'm going to preach about this. The hope of his calling. What are the riches? I like that. You see, you understand with your spiritual eyes the riches that belong to you. Amen. And you know, a lot of people, spiritual eyes are blind, dark. They don't see. Amen. If your spiritual eyes are open and see, what belong to you through Christ Jesus? I tell you, your life will never be the same. You're going to walk around like this. This morning, I walk in the hospital like this. You know, I don't walk like this with my, defeated person. I walk like this in the hospital. I have richest things in heaven belong to me. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of God. Amen. Your eyes need to see, your spiritual eye. I'm not talking about physical eyes. The Bible said the lamp of the body is the eye. So in order to perceive anything, your spiritual eye needs to understand. Look at things from the spiritual perspective. Amen. Romans chapter 3 verse 18 said there is no fear of God before their eyes. Spiritual eyes. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 14. Having eyes full of adultery. In other words, you know, if you eye, spiritual eye full of righteousness, when you look at a person, you look at him or her as a brother and sister. But your eye full of adultery, you look with lust, with wrong thinking. So you have to be careful that your eyes, spiritual eyes, have to be cleaned by the Lord. Put the right kind of lens on. Amen. Now, hearing. Not only eyes, touch, taste, hearing. Look at what the Bible says about hearing. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 42, then Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance rain. Ooh. You know, you need to understand that there have not been rain for 3.5 years, and there's nothing, there is no cloud on the sky. But they talk about hearing abundance rain. What is that hearing? Spiritual hearing. They can hear with their spiritual ear that the rain is coming. Amen. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the Carmel, and then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. Elijah have good spiritual ear. He can hear. He could hear the rain coming. Amen. Do you have good spiritual ear? Jesus say like this in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Do you have spiritual ears to hear what God wants to say to you? Now we're going to make a conclusion here. I talk about 5 spiritual senses. In order to communicate with God, in order to hear what God say to you, test the things of God, understand the things of God, communicate back and forth, hearing, understanding from Him, and talk and communicate with Him. You need to train your spiritual senses. The Bible say in Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12 to 14, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You have come to need milk and not solid food. Okay, Paul was talking about spiritual baby. People who have been a Christian for a long time, have been in the church for a long time, but they're still babies. They're still immature spiritually. They never grow up in the Lord. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But solid food, I'm teaching you solid food today, belongs to those who are full of age, not physical age here. Paul is not talking about old age in the physical sense, but he's talking about spiritual maturity. You can be a 15 years old man, but full of age inside you. You are very mature inside. Amen. And what is the characteristic of those who are very mature in spiritual age? That is those who by reason of use. Everyone say reason of practice or use. In other words, one of the characteristic of people who are mature spiritually are those who practice their spirit to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So that what? Continue to read. Have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Wow. You know, do you know that you can train your physical senses? Do you know that? You can train. I give you example. One of the surgeons in town talked to Jim High that I need a pin to put the plate on the neck so that the pin will not move when they put the screw in the neck. But I train my hand so much that when I put my hand inside somebody's neck with the plate in my hand, I can sense right away that where the plate is. I train my fingers in my surgery. My fingers are well trained in the sense of touch. You understand what I mean? I train my hand, my touch. I can sense everything with my hands in surgery very well. You can train your smell. You can train your eyes. The same thing, by the reasons of practice, you can train your spiritual senses. One of the way to train your spiritual senses is praying in tongue. When you pray in tongue, the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, working in your spirit, And you begin to hear the voice of God. You begin to sense the things of God. And you just try it. You just obey it and see the result. I give you example. Last Saturday, I was driving downhill on Northeast 8. Okay? And I was praying in tongue. Suddenly, God told me, too fast, slow down. Because it's downhill. You know, when you go downhill, sometimes you forget to look at the mileage. Speedometer. Thank you very much. And you know what? The Holy Spirit spoke to me, slow down. I slammed on the brake, and the car slowed down. Whoo! Right timing. When I look on the right side, the police has a gun like this. Oh, I missed the ticket. Just about 5 seconds. Because I was coming down about 50 miles an hour, I didn't know. Because the Holy Spirit, my spiritual sense can hear the voice of God. And then God protected me from $200 ticket. Saved me money. Many times in my surgery, many times when I drive, I listen to the Spirit of God. I sense the Spirit of God. I train my spirit to be sensitive to Him. And that protection come, the guidance come. Amen. So one way you can do it is you just keep praying in tongue all the time. Everywhere you take a shower, just hallelujah. Don't waste time in the shower. Amen. Hallelujah. When you drive, just speak in tongue, praying in tongue, exercising your spirit. Because the Bible says that the spirit of a man is the lamb of the Lord. When your Holy Spirit, who lives inside your spirit, working together, you are kind of like a workout, building up. The lamb inside you, the lamb of God inside you, which is your spirit, becomes so sensitive to the light of God that can come and light your lamb. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, it's so important that you have the intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's so important that you learn how to hook up to the Holy Spirit. Learn how to flow with Him, to obey Him, to love Him, to seek Him, to just walk with Him every single day. As I mentioned from the beginning of the sermon, it's about relationship. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. Will you marry a paper with the face of a woman? Or you want to marry a woman herself? The same thing. You don't want just religion and the Bible book. You want the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now let me read two last scripture at the end of the sermon here. Galatians chapter 5 verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Read another one and I explain to you and then end the sermon. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So these two scriptures tell us something about that we need to be led by the Spirit. We need to have very keen spiritual senses to be able to sense the leading of the Holy Spirit, the communication from the Holy Spirit. And if that, I tell you, I have two ways to come to you. If I marry Da, I have two ways to come to her. After the honeymoon, I come home and I give her a big book and say, Da, this is the book for you. She opened the book and read 5 a.m., clean up the house. 5:30 a.m., polish my shoes. 6 a.m., cook my breakfast. 7 a.m., wash dishes. 8 a.m., making sure the house is clean. Blah, 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 blah. Midnight, massage my back. 1 a.m., make sure that the blanket is on my body that I will not get cold. Blah, 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 blah. She may marry with me with love at the beginning, but I believe you. I'm going to teach you about family in a few months, about boundary of marriage. I'm preparing the sermon right now. You know, boundary is related to also love, liberty, and responsibility. If I put the law on somebody, you know what I create? I create rebellion. the law in the Bible is not written for us to be bound, chained, to do it out of the law. Because if you do that, you're going to rebel against God, no matter what. God gave the law just to say, tell us right or wrong, right or wrong. That's it. Right, wrong, right, wrong. But every single day, we walk in relationship and communication with the Spirit of God. Amen. I give you an example. If I'm full of the Holy Spirit, there is no way I'm going to go out into some private place with another woman by myself. Because if I do that and I am married, or even I'm not married, and I go and spend time with a woman all night somewhere, and I say, oh, I never kiss her, never do anything to her. I tell you, the Holy Spirit inside me is going to tell me, wrong! Wrong! This is a hint of immorality. People know about it. They would think you have something going on. And you know what? If I walk by the Spirit, I will not do it. I tell you, if the members know how to walk by the Spirit, I don't need to tell you what kind of movie you need to watch, what kind of book you need to read. I don't need to throw the law to you. I don't need to tell you what kind of place you should go or should not go. I can lead the membership by keep throwing the law. Don't do, don't do, don't. As you know, don't and do is good for kids. Like 2 years old kids, they don't understand. Don't touch the fire. You are not kids. And I hope you don't want to be kids, that the pastor will come to you and say, don't, like this. But I rather see you walk in the Spirit. Because the Spirit is going to tell you, don't inside here. And you're not under the law. Not only that, the Bible says like this. Bear with me 2 more minutes. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. You know the word son of God here? The Greek language is huos. Huos means the son that have the character of the father, which means mature son. The another word son in John chapter 1 verse 12, you know, who accept Christ will be children of God or son of God, is technon, which means son by birth. Baby. So, whoever is mature in Christ will be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Have you ever had this experience when you're led by the Spirit? You look at somebody's face and you say, you know, I don't like this guy. His personality really get on my nerve. Suddenly the Holy Spirit tell you, son, no. This is wrong attitude. You need to love this person. I love them. Because when you are led by the Spirit, oh, no. I should love this person. I should not hate this person. I should not criticize this person. Many times, I want to criticize some pastor, some minister. I begin to speak, the Holy Spirit inside me. Son, it's not your job to criticize them. You are not the judge. I am the judge. I shut my mouth and I stop. Walk by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. All the days of our life. Amen? Amen. So, pray in tongue. Develop your spiritual senses. Your taste, your smell, your hear, your spiritual ear, your touch, physical, spiritual touch. What else? Smell. Amen? You learned something today? Amen. Hallelujah. Your test too. Test the good things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. You teach us, you train us to be mature sons and daughters of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We bless you. We love you. Please train your people in this church to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, to be people of integrity, people who fear the Lord and have the intimacy with your Spirit, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. If anyone in this room don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would like to encourage you to accept Jesus Christ and to walk with God. If you never accept Christ, please come to me at the end of the service. I'd like to lead you to prayer to know the Lord Jesus. If you come with your friend, maybe your friend can encourage you to come to me at the end. Amen. I would like to end this service by having Brandy to come up and sing a song for us at the cross, the sing. That's, yeah, it's come. Hallelujah.
Jesus, the river of love, the sweetness of your presence flows forever within my heart. Your never-ending mercy as you
Those who are looking for a job, could you stand up? I'd like to pray for those who are looking for a job. Looking for a job, stand up. Hallelujah. Looking for a job, stand up. Lift your hand up. In Jesus' name, we claim. We come together and claim your promise, Lord, that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Therefore, we believe and we receive right now together for the provision of God. The right job will come. Your provision will come, not because we are good, but because of your grace, because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. Therefore, I speak that the job will come to them supernaturally by the power and the grace of the Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 See you. Hallelujah. This coming Tuesday, we have a ministry training class. We're going to talk about prerequisite for successful ministry. Please come if you have a chance on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. here. And next Sunday we have service again. We're going to try to have revival service on a regular basis. And how many people get blessed on Friday night that we have a revival service? Please come more. Amen. Invite friend who gets sick or who need miracle to come. Last Sunday we have many people get touched and miracle happen. People get healed. I would ask people to chat next Sunday. Amen. God bless all of you. Amen. Let's say at the same time, I'm blessed to bless the nation. I'm healthy. I'm strong. I'm doing well. I have more than enough. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. If you want to accept Christ, please come to me here. I will wait here for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington 98040. Thank you very much,